from KQED. From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. As a young man, Dr. Robert Moses worked to register black voters in the South in the early 1960s. He went on to found the Algebra Project. Its mission is to improve math literacy in disadvantaged students. This morning, he spoke to KQED's Paul Lancour about California's decision to drop the algebra requirement for eighth graders and how his push for better math skills is an extension of his earlier work for desegregation.
What we were able to do was get Jim Crow out of three very distinct areas of the country's civic life, out of public accommodations, that's the Freedom Riders, out of the right to vote. Think of the march from Selma to Montgomery and all those court cases. And then out of the National Democratic Party, think of Fannie Lou Hamer and the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party challenging the Democrats at Lyndon Baines Johnson's coronation in Atlantic City in 1964, which laid the basis for Barack Obama to even be nominated. So we got Jim Crow out of those three distinct areas. We did not get it out of education.
Talk about algebra and what makes it important, you know, in general terms. Is it a skill that needs to be acquired for its own sake or to give students a framework for thinking about other things in different ways?
What really makes algebra important is the historical shift from the industrial age technology, which drove the economy after the Civil War and all through the 20th century to this information age economy that we are transitioning into. The industrial age required reading and writing literacies. If you were going to access the economic arrangements, you had to be literate for reading and writing, you know, just to read instructions, right, at the very bare minimum. The information age is quite otherwise. The computers are driven by a mix of algebra and logic. It has ushered in a quantitative literacy on side of the reading and writing literacy. And in our country, that has really put algebra and logic as a necessary literacy for our democracy, along with reading and writing. The sharecroppers in the 20th century were the serfs of the industrial age. So the kids who are graduating from high school with the equivalent of eighth grade literacies in reading and writing and math, they are destined to be the serfs of the information age. And, you know, we are locking them up and sending them to prison. So it's a real issue.
Well, with that in mind, as I'm sure you're aware, the state of California recently relaxed its requirement that requires everyone to take algebra in eighth grade. That was in part to be more in line with national standards that are headed in that direction. You think this is a bad idea?
What we are saying is, look, you think math is an obstacle and a gatekeeper. We think it's a highway, right? And we think we know how to get the kids on that highway and move them into the 21st century economy. We're talking about all kids. We're talking about what's the benchmark, right, that all these kids need so they can actually be constitutional people in the 21st century.
Dr. Robert Moses is the founder of the Algebra Project. He's speaking at the Martin Luther King Memorial Convocation tonight at Santa Cruz Civic Auditorium. I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.